Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Diving in. Well, it is going to be warm soon. You know, it's only the end of March, and I'm already thinking about swimming, diving in. But let's dive into this. So, hello, my friend. Welcome. This is Heather, in case you wondered where you landed. And this is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we are talking about old stories. And what's really funny is I have two angels in the background today. I was talking to Christine and Dana about going to see bands from our youth, and those come with old stories, don't they? Some of these old stories are super fun. Some of the old stories we carry around don't really do us any good. And that's what we're going to talk about. So you can talk about like how you're living from this story that doesn't fit you anymore. And that doesn't mean that it didn't serve you for a period of time, right? So think about who you are today. You are today an accumulation of all of your experiences. And really, all of your experiences come with stories. And all of those things accumulate to create the amazing human that you are. The problem that we can run into is that we see potential for something different. We want something different. We want to be living in a way different than we are currently. And we don't sometimes realize it is because we keep telling ourselves the same story about who we are, and that keeps us kind of where we are, right? So if you're living a life that you want to change, but you're still telling yourself the same old story, how that disconnect is not going to work for you. And like, you're not doing anything wrong. You haven't made a mistake. You haven't screwed up. You're not late to the party. The party arrives right at the right time for you. The party arrives just in time. It lands right when you need it. Because sometimes, if it comes too soon, you're not ready for it. So what I want to invite you to today is, this is coming to you straight down the pipe. Of what an old story are you might be telling yourself that better serves your old self than your new self. And that's not to abandon who you were, because you wouldn't be who you are. Yesterday I was talking to a gentleman. He has a podcast called No One Is Normal. I love the title of his podcast. And we were talking about the stories. His podcast is about telling stories of people's experiences. Most of the experiences that he's sharing are fairly traumatic experiences that people have had that have kind of shaped who they are. And those stories are important to help people see that there's alternative ways to come out of old stories, right? You can shift old stories. The story can still exist and be part of you, but you can use it as manure on your garden so that it'll grow beautiful flowers. You don't have to live in the manure pile. Just spread it out and let it grow something new, right? So the old stories in our head, when we keep telling the stories, depending on the energy we put behind it, we keep treating it like it's still true. And often the stories that we tell over and over and over, at least the ones that are keeping us where we are about pain and rejection and being betrayed and grief and or just some story about your limitations. So at some point, I feel positive there's going to be a podcast about arguing about your limitations, or did I already do that? Or did I dream that? I don't remember. Anyway, because I have clients who continually tell me all about why they can't do something. And I want to invite them to consider that if you keep arguing to defend your limitations, you get to keep them, right? You don't give yourself the opportunity to move past them. So I'm thinking about this particular individual that I know who had a, well, she got divorced. And I mean, marriages are two people, right? Marriages are always two people. And she was betrayed by her husband. She was cheated on by her husband. And she tells the story to people that she meets about how terrible it was and how hurt she was and what an awful person he was and this whole narrative. And when you meet her and talk to her, you would think that it had just happened, but it was actually like 20 years ago. But she's still carrying that so intensely as her identity. And I believe that that's keeping her, well, I mean, that's an easy one. That's so keeping her from being happy in a new relationship because she's still angry about the old one. And if we don't find a way to do something new with these stories, they don't all have to be that kind of terrible story, but if we don't find a new thing to do with these stories, we just keep living them over and over again, right? We just keep living them over and over again. So at one point, like some of the stories that you have may have actually protected you at one time. So when I was young, okay, thanks, Christine. I have not done a show on limitations yet. I must have dreamed it. So when I was young, I tell this story now and I laugh. And it's not because I'm reliving the story. It's because I can see who I was then, how that impacted who I was, how I moved through to become somebody different. And when I look back now, I think, well, that was a really brave young woman right there. And how awesome she was. When I was young, I was morbidly shy. I wanted to be invisible. I would prefer if no one on the planet knew I existed and talked to me. It was very strange. I was old. I mean, there's lots of reasons why it happens to you, but I would not answer the telephone because that would mean that I'd have to talk to somebody. I would not go into a store if I thought someone would ask me if I needed help. I can remember being in, I think it was called the Jean Machine or something, one of those jean stores one day, and a lady asked me if I needed help. And I don't know what the look on was on my face, but she apologized because she realized she had scared the crap out of me and I was like trying to hide behind the clothing. I wouldn't even order pizza over the phone. Like, oh my goodness, seriously. That's how shy I was. And somehow I started to move myself out of it. And shy Heather, I know. I was in the alternate universe. Because that's not who I am now. But I'll tell you that it wasn't an overnight one and done thing. I didn't suddenly wake up one day and go, screw this, I'm going to be outgoing. Not a chance. In university, it even continued into university. In university, in my fourth year of university, I had to give a presentation. Talk about rather die. I'd rather have died than give a presentation. And I was even in a group, so I could hide behind people. But our professor, brilliantly, I didn't realize it at the time, but he brilliantly, this was the okay, you got to remember, this was like 1989, so there wasn't a lot. People didn't have phones and stuff. He filmed everybody, probably on VHS. And then you had to go to his office and watch it. Slit my wrists, really. I thought this was the worst thing ever in my whole life. And I went to his office to watch the video. And at the end, I went, oh. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And I think that's just the point he was trying to make. Like outside world sees someone very different than you on the inside looking out. So this story that I had that I was shy started to unravel because I realized that it didn't serve me at all to hide. I mean, I wasn't instantly cured. I developed over time, practice, right? So when you realize that that story was probably protecting me, the story that I am a shy person, probably protected me for a long time from whatever perceived threat that I had. But moving out into the world was so limiting. Imagine I wouldn't have this show if I was still that person. I had to move past these stories. And I've heard so many stories of people who tell me these things about the why they are stuck and they can't see their way past it. And this is what I want to have happen. I want us to start to, you and I right now, I want us to start to find a way to start to pick that knot, unravel that knot of that story, so you can see what purpose it served. You can see maybe how it was helpful at some point, or how maybe it was true at some point, or even if it is true now, but you don't have to identify yourself by it. And I say that because I have a old client who constantly told me about her ADHD and how this wasn't working because of her ADHD, and she didn't do what she wanted to do because of her ADHD and her ADHD. And I get it. Like, it's something that you got to learn to work with, but don't use it as your excuse for why you're not going to do something if there's something you can do, right? So old stories feel true just because they're familiar. They become repetitive. They become almost, oh, I've got a show coming down the pipe, my friends, called Habit is Hypnotic. And this is one of the things, like, we get into this habit of this is who I am, and then we just stop thinking about it. And that just, you tell the story and that becomes your truth, right? They're just familiar and they protected you from whatever you thought it was going to come after you. I just learned today how dangerous moose are in the forest. So moose are more dangerous than your stories. So sometimes the stories we tell are just us trying to make meaning out of something that happened. And sometimes the meanings that we're trying to make, we're not even mature enough cognitively to know that maybe the story we're making isn't the right one. And it's true, like, a lot of our experiences when we're really little, they form the person that we become. And sometimes we don't even know where these ideas came from that are inside our head. You know, they're not really random. They came from somewhere, from something you saw or heard or experienced. And it could have just come in a way you didn't even realize it, that it was going to create a narrative for you. Like, maybe I saw my mom one day shy and I just said, oh, I guess shyness suddenly came into my world, right? But they do, the stories, like, these old stories that we have, because they're familiar, they make us feel safer. They make us feel like we're prepared and in control. Go back and listen to the episode on choosing safety over happiness. It doesn't make us happier. It just makes us feel safer, right? I felt safer if I just avoided all human contact. That way, nobody can be scary. Everything's fine. I can be invisible. If I had the power of invisibility, I totally would have used it. And then I would not have been able to have the experiences in life that I've had, you know? So there's lots of old stories. I'm going to get into some of the old stories when we're going to go on a break in a second. I don't want to start the old stories because, you know, last week I accidentally kept talking and Dana had to tell me to stop talking. Who, me? but I'm shy. No, I'm kidding. So while we're off on our break, my friend, I'm going to ask you to do me a special favor. I'm going to ask you to go to your favorite platform and give us a 5-star review. Well, give me the 5-star review. Dana shares in it, but I'll take the 5-star review. And if you haven't yet done it, pop over to Amazon because there's a fabulous book there, which I don't have on my desk, called Eliminate Your Worth. Stop pretending you're okay. Start living like you mean it. All right? All right. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and I will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Definitely, my friend. Give me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach, if you ever have questions, right? I know sometimes you're not listening live because you got stuff to do. So if you have a question, send it over to me because I read all my own email. I'm still the person who reads all her own email. And it's funny because one of the first old stories that we've learned over time that we tell ourselves is, I have to do it all myself. Yes, that is an old story. And it's like, I think that comes from so many places. And I think women especially, like I even saw myself doing it this morning. My husband had the remote control. We were getting ready to work out together and he was not clicking the button the way I wanted him to. I'm like, give me that remote. He's like, no. It's like, I have to do it myself or it's not going to work. That's an old story. There's lots of people on the planet who are perfectly capable, you know. So one of the things we can do is really accept help, right? That's why I have angels in the background now on my podcast. I don't have to do it all myself. We have stories about people always leave. Do you have that story going on in your background that you don't feel safe in relationships? And It doesn't have to be big and giant. It could just be a general unease that they're just going to leave. So I don't want to get too tied up with this, you know. Or do you feel like this is an interesting one? Does it feel safer not to want too much because you don't want to be disappointed? Yes, Christine, the stories we've closed the books on. We can move on to a new chapter. And yes, we do need a wind date. But I'm currently on a dry month, so see me next month. joy, we have this idea that joy doesn't last. Why not? What the hell? Why can't it last? Who says it has to end? We have this weird idea that's like, oh, don't be too happy because you know what's around the corner. So we're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. We're always waiting for the boogeyman. I got stories about the boogeyman. We're always waiting for the boogeyman to come around the corner. You know, if you, I hear this a lot. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. Is that true? Because who you are right now isn't who, I can guarantee you, is not who you, exactly who you were 5 years ago. You keep changing. So the just who I am is just who you are right now, not who you could become. And people think they shouldn't ask for more. They should be grateful for what they have. You can be grateful for what you have and ask for more. When did it become an either or? Right? When did it become an either or? Are you telling stories about loss that you keep carrying around this heavy burden? You keep telling stories of how things are wrong instead of how things are right in your life. And if you are telling the story of things that are wrong or not the way you want them, because nothing's ever wrong, they're just not the way you want them, can you continue that story with an and at the end? And, you know, I don't know what's going to come into my head right now. Telling a story of maybe the lost lady. This, my husband betrayed me, and now I'm finding happiness being single. Or, and now I know what kind of person I want to have in my life. And, because everything, we've talked about this before, that everything that happens to us is happening for us, not to us. And the stories that we carry around should inform us with information on how we would like to be. As a lesson of, wow, that wasn't, I didn't really like that part of my, I didn't really like that experience. I'd like to do something different. Or that was in it, like even my stroke, you know, I didn't really enjoy my stroke, but I did enjoy the lessons that I got. I didn't really enjoy falling in the desert and breaking my wrist. And I didn't create a story of how clumsy I was out of that. Instead, I created a story of how interesting it was to travel through the medical system in another country. You know, we don't know sometimes that we have these stories until someone can say, can ask us to give that reflection back of this repetition that we have, this repetition that keeps playing in our head. I heard someone the other day refer to it as like carousel thinking, because she kept going around and around on the carousel with the same thought. And it felt safe because when she was a little kid, she rode on the carousel. Where did I read that? It might have been in Substack. Around and around on the carousel with these cute animals, but never exited. Never exited the carousel. So if you are living, so you might say, okay, fine, but how do I know if I'm living from an old story? So if you keep getting the same emotional pattern in different situations, you might have a story playing in your background. So like think about relationships. If when you go out on a date, I'm just thinking of some one of my other clients, if you keep going on out on a date and you're comparing that date against this person over here, I mean, comparison is part of our life, but you keep getting that same emotional pattern. Like what's the story going on there? Like what's, is there, are they not good enough or are they too good? Do they don't fit this story somehow that you're creating about what your life is going to be? Another way you might think about it is, does your outer life say one thing, but your reactions that you feel inside say something else? This kind of relates to the stop pretending you're okay, the subtitle on my book, because women especially, social media does it to us. It's like the worst. But I also think of June Cleaver. You can't tell me that woman was always that happy just wearing her little apron and baking, you know, Beaver out doing shenanigans and she never gets upset. That's not normal. You know, that's not real. Did we grow up thinking that that's what life was supposed to be like instead of real human interaction and that you're allowed to have emotional reaction to things, and that you're allowed to feel a different feeling than the one that you're supposed to be showing on the outside. And you can see this in relationships or on social media where people are smiling and happy. But if you know them personally, you know in the background it's a shit show, right? And I think about something just flew out of my head. Gone. It's gone. Okay, I'll come back to that later. So you might say on the outside, one of the other things you can think about here is, and I know someone who does this. Oh my God, you can see this in all of the other people that you know. I guarantee you, the hardest person to see it in is you. So give yourself some love. Give yourself some love here. But you probably know these people who say they want peace and they want love and they want freedom and they want joy. They just want to be happy. And then they push all that stuff away from them when it comes nearby because it doesn't feel safe to them. Safe versus familiar. Or safe versus happy, familiar versus happy, right? Maybe you feel defensive in some areas of your life. Like if somebody asked you how something was going, you get all crunchy and you don't want to talk about it. Is there something there that you're kind of shoving under the carpet? Man cleaning? If you say that's just how it is, that's not a phrase to use, I don't think, in life, because that's never just how it is. Never, 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 ever. It's never just how it is, because nothing ever stays the same. Go back and listen to the episode on impermanence. You know, I mean, you could say that's just how it is, but it's not just how it is, and it doesn't have to be how it is. Or the other thing that sometimes people say is, this always happens to me. Well, I love you, but aren't you special? This always happens to me. I'd like to say that about winning lotteries. That always happens to me. But there's nothing in your life that always happens to you. There's nothing in your life that always happens to you. It's just your perception of it. It's just you thinking that the world is against you. It's just you living in a pattern. Perhaps it keeps pulling that experience to you. Or you being in a pattern that when you have an experience, you put it into that story and just add another chapter into that same book, right? But that means you're living from memory instead of possibility. So I could say, so I've been doing 5K races. It's my goal this year to do one 5K race a month. I'm not running, by the way. I'm walking. Nordic pole walking. Google it. Best exercise ever. But when I used to run, I would tell people, oh, I'm really slow. I'm built for endurance, not speed. I'm really slow. I'm always last. I'm always at the end. That was my story. Even though I was doing lots of work on myself, I was in wellness, you know. I'm just really slow. I'm just really slow. It's because I didn't want to go faster because I didn't like how I felt when I went faster. It wasn't that I couldn't go faster. I just felt crappy when I went faster because I had to push through that discomfort zone. And sometimes it's a physical, well, it's interesting because even emotional discomfort, we get a physical discomfort, don't we? And then we try to push that away. And when we're in that discomfort, I think it would be really helpful to have a pause before you try to run away from it and say, what is this discomfort? What is the story behind this discomfort? Why does this feel uncomfortable right now? What am I trying to avoid? You know, the old story will show itself when the things that you're choosing from now are being decided by an old version of you. You know, it's like if you keep going, if you're in a present situation and you're trying to make a choice and you keep defaulting to a choice, is that the right choice? Are you being present with the possibilities of to choose something different? I know people who keep dating the same person over and over and over again. It's like, maybe you could try someone new. But they haven't yet seen that they keep doing that same old version of themselves, right? So not to worry, not to worry. We got this. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. So we're going to go on our next break. We're going to keep talking about this. We're going to talk about how to kind of reshape things. And since I know you probably went and gave me the 5-star review, now's your perfect opportunity to go to illuminateyourworth.com, because there are free resources there for you and a community of fabulous humans to support you. It's free. Just pop on over, illuminateyourworth.com. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspired Choices Network. Come back in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
The only way to a thriving life is to keep stepping towards the thriving that you want, right? That's why it's a path. And we're thinking about old stories, the old stories that we keep telling ourselves and pretending that they're true now. You didn't know your brain has no idea. It can't tell the difference between what you're imagining and what's actually happening. It doesn't know. And that's why we can relive events again and again and again, because our brain's like, oh, okay, let's do this again. And the great thing is we can decide not to live it again if we don't want to, if it's one we don't particularly like. That's where the old stories tie us down, right? We keep telling that story over and over again. And if you think, I can't remember, I've seen it a few times where they say, they prove to you that your brain doesn't know the difference by asking you to imagine a lemon. And they take you through the whole sensory, seeing it, smelling it, and then tasting it. And then your mouth starts watering. Yeah, your brain doesn't know there's no lemon there because you're imagining there's a lemon. How crazy is that, right? So for a lot of women especially, I feel like they're not getting the joy and happiness and thriving that they want. It's not because they don't want it. I mean, I think everybody on the planet probably wants to be happy. But it feels, they start to get it, if they start to experience it, it's unfamiliar. It can be unfamiliar. It can feel a little strange. It can feel a little scary. It can feel a little unsafe. Because what if someone comes in and takes it? What if something happens? What if, what if, what if, what if? And our what ifs are always on the bad side of the coin. You know, we're like, what? And I understand planning ahead. I understand planning ahead. My husband is, even though he's one of the most positive people that I know, he's so good at imagining all the things that could go wrong. And I think it's just because he's a planner. You know, I'll say something like, so this evening I'm going to a networking meeting. Well, where are you meeting? Well, what if this? Well, what if there's too many people there? Well, what room are you going to be in? I'm like, relax. This isn't our problem to worry about. I'm just going for the fun of it. It doesn't matter. But he likes to solve problems. So that's how he thinks. But and when you think about this. So why does it feel unsafe even if something good is happening? Like what's going on there? And you might not be able to put a, you know, a big aha narrative around this. It could just be like this feeling. And if you like journaling, just start free writing. Just start randomly writing what you're feeling. It might pop out. Something that I did for a little while, by the way, which you might try, is with your dominant hand, I'm left-handed, write the question that you have on in a journal. Why does this situation that makes me happy also make me feel uncomfortable? Then with your non-dominant hand, write the answer. Now, I know it's not going to be very nice handwriting in the beginning, but you can learn to write with your non-dominant hand, believe it or not. And it's interesting because a different part of your brain is working and a different answer will come out than if you used your dominant hand. How's that for a secret? So why does peace feel uncomfortable? Or why would being supported make you feel vulnerable? Are you afraid that, do you have that story that everyone just leaves and abandons you and then you're just swinging out on a limb by yourself? And you don't have any support. Your support is gone. And that makes you feel unsafe. Is there some reason that you can't trust that the support will be there when you need it, of whatever kind it is? Why does happiness feel suspicious? Why do people who are always happy make you think there's something wrong with them? Yes, I'm calling myself out. I am generally not 100% of the time. I'll own it. Sometimes I'm crabby, ask my husband, but most of the time I'm actually pretty happy. Why would freedom feel like it was disorienting? Maybe you feel untethered, like, no, I have to have responsibility and be under the yoke to feel safe. It's too disorienting to be free-falling, right? Why would that be disorienting? That's when you say it out loud, it sounds weird, doesn't it? But that could be a story playing in the background that you don't even know. Right now, my computer, pretty sure it has several programs running in the background that I don't know about because it's an Apple and that's what they do. And it's probably controlling things that I have no idea. And I'll say, why did my computer just do that? And someone will say, well, this program's running in the background. We have the same thing going on in our head, right? We have stories playing in the back of our head. So when this happens, if you come to that realization that, oh my goodness, here is a story that I think that I've been telling myself, you can ask people that you trust to tell you the truth if they've seen that in you, because it could be like some of your close confidants have seen it and just have never said anything. Because until you're ready to hear it, you can't really hear it anyway, right? You might realize that you're living by some rule that you created way long time ago, which served its purpose at the time, but doesn't now. Or you might say to yourself, I thought I was being realistic. Yes, let's live in the real world. No, let's not live in the real world. You don't have to be realistic and tone down the things that you want for your life, because that's just being loyal to your old version of you. And this new fabulous version of you that keeps stepping forward into your best life, don't live by the old version of you. That old version of you, sometimes when you say that we're being realistic, we're just toning down what we want because we think we're being too much of something. I want too much happiness. I want too much joy. I want too much money. Like that's a thing. I want too much, too much, too much. Why is that too much? Can you ever have too much happiness? I don't think so. I haven't found the upper limit yet. You know, if you're interested in upper limits, by the way, read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. He's a psychologist who wrote about our upper limit problems. So our stories keep us here. If you can't see my hand because you're listening, I'm holding my hand up. And when we start to improve ourselves, we start climbing above that level. And it feels a little scary. Ooh. So we sabotage ourselves by bringing ourselves back down to that place where we're comfortable. It's an upper limit problem. And the story, your limit was perfect for a period of time. It's not evil. It's expired, right? It had an expiration date of my old self expired. My new self stepped in. Can't live by the old stories. Got to step forward into the new story. And if you didn't realize you were living by an old rule, but you do now, what new story do you want to write? What new rule do you want to write? You know that's all made up anyway, right? Everything is made up. The economy is made up. We work really hard to protect the economy. It's all made up. Now, I know we all have a big, you know, emotional, physical, we're totally invested in the story that we're telling ourselves as a global community. But the stories that you tell yourself about yourself, you can write new ones. We could rewrite the economy story too if we wanted. We just get enough storytellers. Anyways, that's a whole other topic. So the old story could have looked completely sensible on the surface. It might even still look sensible now. But when you get that chance to get a look at it and start to kind of pull it out and examine what it's telling you, what that rule or that story or that narrative is saying about how to live. Think about how it's affecting the choices you're making. How does it affect the relationships that you have? If your old story was that people always leave, or people are evil, maybe, who knows, then that's going to affect how you react in relationships. If you tell yourself the story that people are generally good and trustworthy, you're going to act in a different way. Now, neither of those or both of those stories can hit the same situation but have a different outcome. And I'm thinking about, I decided to up-level myself. Oh my gosh, already a break? Okay, I'll tell a story fast. So I dated for a long time this individual in high school. He was a bit of a narcissist. Okay, he was a total narcissist. But like 15 years later, his current girlfriend went into where my mother worked and brought my high school yearbook with a note in it that they had found it and thought I might want it back. I thought, because the way I see the world, I thought, wow, that's so nice. That's so nice. Someone in my very close circle said, oh, she's such a bitch. She's just rubbing your nose in the fact that you aren't together anymore. And I thought, how can one thing give two such different views of the same situation? And I laughed because I said, well, I broke up with him. I don't, like, who cares? It's like, how could she be rubbing my nose in anything? But that person's narrative of how relationships work defined how that situation played in her head. My narrative that I had rewritten gave me a whole different point of view on that. So when you realize how much these stories can affect the choices of your relationships, even your work, your health, if you say, oh, I was born fat. Well, no, you maybe, like, what's that got to do with your body right now? You renew every 7 years. So give yourself a new story of how healthy you are. Or happiness. I was never meant for happiness. I was born to suffer. What, did Jesus tell you that? No, Jesus said to love your neighbor, I'm pretty sure. Maybe that was the fire and brimstone version. But listen, you weren't meant to suffer. You weren't meant to suffer. You were meant to be happy. That's why you came to the planet. You got to go through the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the all arounds. But as long as you can keep shifting yourself back, it stays longer, right? We got to tend our plants. So we got another break. We got another break. How does this keep happening? Thank goodness Dana's here, or else I just keep talking all day. So my friend, go give yourself a momentary break. This is Heather on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are moving into our thriving life because the old stories, we're closing the book and we're starting. And I love starting new journals with our fresh piece of fresh. I'm looking around at all my journals everywhere. Fresh paper, fresh story to tell. So rewriting your story does not mean your past didn't happen to you. It does not mean that you're just erasing that part of you. Like I said at the beginning, everything that's ever happened to you has made you the person that you are, has created this human being. And I keep kind of laughing at myself because for a long time I heard myself saying, oh, I wish my 20-year-old self knew this. I wish my 20-year-old self knew this because I would have been a brilliant 20-year-old. But I'll tell you, the 20-year-old me, who was, by the way, really, really shy, if you remember, could not have been the person I am now because she had to go through all of my stories and all of my experiences. So rewriting your story is not denying what happened or what your story was. It's not pretending that hard things didn't happen to you because that's part of being human. No matter how amazing your life is, there's going to be stuff that happened to you that was hard, right? It's just part of human. It's not rewriting your story does not minimize pain and suffering. It doesn't put a positive like meme, don't worry, be happy, on top of anything that was negative or that was grief for you. And it does not, should not, will not, I don't recommend you do, force yourself to move on if you're not quite ready. But if it's been around for a long time, you might want to examine why you're not ready, right? Because we can say we're not ready forever. I have a friend right now who is retreating into the world of anxiety. And I'm trying to work with her and help her to step out. And the text messages that I get are, I'm not ready. I'm like, you're never going to be ready. You just got to take a big breath and step out the door and realize you're safe. So you're not rewriting to deny all these things, but you're going to honor that part of you, whatever that was, but not allow it to decide what the next chapter, the next book, the next volume. Volumes. We've got volumes going on over here. The next volume is about you. You shouldn't. I don't like that word, Heather. We're not going to use that word. We're going to use, I don't recommend you allow the past to imprison you. Right? Because it can become a prison. if it doesn't let you be the things that you want to be or move towards, or the even the experiences you want to have. You know, I mean, an easy example is I'm afraid of someone who's afraid of the water. That's something you can learn to overcome. That's an old story you can learn to overcome. And if it's keeping you from swimming with the dolphins, and that's something you've always dreamed of doing, there's a story you can rewrite. So the thing you're going to do is you're going to notice what you repeat, what you continually believe or assume is going to happen or expect to happen. And ask yourself, is it true right now? Is that actually true? Or is it just familiar? And then if you can, ask yourself what it's taking you from, what it's taking away from you. What's it stopping you from doing? What is it making you afraid to try? It's funny, I had a story. This is really quick because we're coming to the end of the show. Just last year, I had a story that I didn't have enough in my head to share with people to have my own podcast. Apparently, I was wrong, but I had to trust Christine, who's hiding in the background, that I had enough to share. And look, I'm almost a year later, and I have so many ideas still to talk about. Well, Christine, you're the best. So your life is unfolding, my friend, and I want you to have an amazing and fabulous life and to find all this love and joy that you want. And I want, my wish for you is to stop being afraid. Stop being afraid to try something. Don't dishonor who you were. Don't dishonor the experiences that you had. But instead, use them as information. So your life is still unfolding. It's never too late. You did not miss your chance. If you're still got breath in you, you still got time. If you're listening, you got time. You know, you can start to live to a different story, and you don't have to chuck it all out. Use it. Our experiences, like I said, I think it was last week, touching a hot stove is an experience. I don't think you should chuck that experience out, because it will inform you not to touch a hot stove again. But that doesn't mean you won't ever use a stove to cook on just because they're scary. So we aren't here to live trapped in stories of the past. We are here to find joy, peace, happiness, whatever it is that you desire. That's what you're moving into. And happiness isn't shallow. Joy is not frivolous, right? None of these things are things that are flaky. These are things that when you live in them, you feel like your life can flow easier. You are a more wise human now from all the experiences that you have. And now, because you can't unknow what you know, now you can be more aware of the narratives that you have going on inside of you. And you can choose to have a different story. So you're not the woman who wrote the first story. You are wiser now. You know, you're more aware. You're allowed to choose the one that matches the life that you want to have. They don't get to define your future. There you are. My friend, if you have questions, send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. Pop over to the website. There's lots of fun things there, heatherstewart.coach. The illuminateyourworth.com website has even more fun things. And depending on when you're listening to this, on Monday, I am starting the 30-day alignment lab to help you come into alignment. Send me a message. Yes. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, my friend. And next week, we will have some more deep thoughts for you. I'm not sure what they are because I never look ahead. But next week, we will have something fabulous for you. I know it. Take care. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.